Chapter 10 Lord Balaram Visits Vrindavan. Lord Balaram enjoyed living in Mathura and then in Dwarka, but he dearly missed Vrindavan, where he had grown up. One day, he decided to go back and visit his father and mother, Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda. When he arrived in Vrindavan, everyone he knew had come to meet him at his home. He paid his respectful obeisances to his mother and father by touching their feet. All his small friends had already grown up, waiting such a long time to see their beloved Krishna and Balaram. They all laughed and talked together and put their arms around him. Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda put Balaram, who was already grown up, on their laps and hugged him and cried until he was all wet with their tears. They had missed him so much. Now they were very happy to have him back home. They asked, "My dear Balaram, how are our friends Vasudev and Devaki? Now you and Krishna are big, grown-up married men with children. Do you sometimes remember your poor father and mother, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Devi?" The gopis asked Balaram, "Does Krishna sometimes remember all the friends he used to play with here in Vrindavan? Is he ever going to come back to Vrindavan to see us again? Has he forgotten us? We always remember Krishna. Every day we pick flowers from the forest and sew them into garlands. When he does not come, we are very disappointed and just sit there and cry. We would do anything if only he would come here and take the garlands we make for him." One gopi said, "My dear friends, Krishna speaks very nicely and smiles so sweetly. Any woman would give her heart and soul to him." Another gopi said, "Of course, Krishna is spending his time very happily without us. But the trouble is that we cannot spend our days very happily without him." Another said, "Krishna told us, 'My dear gopis, please do not worry. I will always think of you. You have served me with all your love and devotion, and I will always thank you for that. We loved him so much. Now we know that all those sweet words were simply for cheating us.' All of a sudden, he went away and hasn't come back." The gopis were so sad without Krishna in Vrindavan. They spent all their time crying for him. While Balaram stayed in Vrindavan, he sometimes enjoyed the rasa dance with the gopis. The soft breeze on the bank of the Jamuna River carried the sweet smells of different flowers throughout the forest. Moonlight filled the sky, and the Jamuna River was very bright. The demigod named Varuna sent his daughter Varuni in the form of honey oozing from the holes in the trees. The whole forest smelled of that sweet honey. Balaram and the gopis drank the Varuni juice together, while the gopis sang songs about the wonderful things Lord Balaram did. Lord Balaram felt happy. His eyes rolled, and he was dressed in nice long garlands of forest flowers. Balaram was in the right mood to go swimming, but the Jamuna River was quite far. He called for the Jamuna River to come closer so he could go into the water, but she did not come. So Balaram became angry and said, "If you do not come to me right now, I will teach you a lesson. Now with my plow, I will break your river into hundreds of little streams. You will have to come anyway, so you will come like that." Jamuna became afraid and ran to him immediately, praying, "You are very loving to your devotees, so please excuse my mistake. I am really very sorry for not coming as soon as you called me. My dear Lord, please know that I have come now to do anything you ask." Lord Balaram forgave Jamuna and did not break up the river. Everyone went in to enjoy the water. As Balaram came out of the water, a beautiful goddess of fortune came before him to offer him blue silk clothes and a valuable gold necklace. Lord Balaram enjoyed 2 months in Vrindavan with the gopis and the cowherd boys. They especially remembered the wonderful times they used to have playing together when they were small. They were very happy indeed to have Balaram come to visit.